Well, are New Zealanders brave enough to start eating insects every day? Matt Jennifers and Dan Craig think so. The pair previously co-founded Eat Crawlers, a novelty gift edible insect company. Think chocolate-coated tarantulas and scorpion lollipops, which won Ideologue's 2017 Most Creative Wildcard Award. Now they have just launched stage two of the master plan, Tomorrow Foods, which features ingredients and foods that are made sustainably using alternative ingredients, such as insect-based high-protein products. This new line of alternative products, which includes cricket protein pasta, will be available in supermarkets throughout New Zealand. Matt Jennifers shares how they got New Zealanders more comfortable with eating invertebrates, sometimes through novelty gifts, and how that's led into more serious products. He's in the Auckland studio. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Really good, thank you. There's been a few businesses have a go at getting us interested in insects or insects products. I'm interested in the way you've gone about it. The flour is probably a bit more palatable to many people, but you got right out there with the chocolate-covered goodies.
Yeah, absolutely. So that was originally when we started this, we didn't have a big understanding of the potential that this had in terms of a sustainable food solution for the future, right? So we actually started Eat Crawlers almost 5 to 6 years ago now. And so think back then, like the thought of eating insects and that sort of thing was barely ever talked about. So we've done a lot of education and going to consumer shows and food shows, educating the population about why we should be doing this. And it would be really hard to get people to start considering something that they haven't heard of ever before, you know. So yeah, the cricket flour is a really palatable way, but there is a barrier in terms of how to use it and what and why and all of these questions. So originally, when we started with the very novelty focus side of things for Eat Crawlers, it was the most logical way to
get people talking.
100%, yeah. It was very much a get people talking about it, get the conversation started. And on all of our packets of, you know, more novelty focused products sold, it does actually have all the statistics about why we should be doing this. So it's not just a gag, it's actually a education procedure.
80% of the world's population already eats insects. That's part of your marketing for this. How do most of them eat them? In what form?
Yeah, so when you think about it's quite easy to break it down across the world. So we look at France, a massive country, escargot. So there we go. There's already one country who's eating insects on a mainstream part of things. Mexico with crickets, Zimbabwe and places in South Africa and other African countries. We've got the likes of Thailand and things like that, where it's essentially the edible insect capital of the world. And it's very much focused on, you know, Thailand's street food of insects on skewers and kebabs and things like that. Whereas the cricket flour is a very westernized idea of it, because we're so brought up, and I hate saying it, but here in New Zealand we're very privileged with our food and we haven't really had struggles with that yet. So the idea of eating insects is very new. So the cricket flour is a great way to start easing people into this. And I don't ever think that Kiwis or New Zealanders will just eat a bowl of crickets as a meal, because, like I said, we're so privileged and that's not how we'll use it.
Well, it's funny. I was just thinking probably the nearest we get sometimes is seafood. I don't know about you, but when I eat prawns, I normally just munch through the whole lot without a bit of chili sauce, without sort of worrying about taking the fleshy bits out. It's possibly
It's very similar.
Get. Yeah,
100%. I compare it. Even people who come up and taste them, they don't really know what to say. And as soon as I say, think crustaceans, they're like, oh my God, it tastes like prawns.
Yeah.
So yeah, in that sense, there is the possibility of that. But we've got a long way to come, because we've been so brought up with one way. We're so used to meat. And it's really amazing that the education program has actually written into the school's curriculum. I think it's years 6, 7, or 8 in schools about sustainable food sources. And so we have a program that we offer to schools that is a little bit of a fun approach to insects. We offer a quiz and give them some resources that they can talk about it. But it's really amazing that the schools are educating the kids at the young age, because this is where it's going to start making a difference. We're bringing kids up knowing that this is part of our future, you know?
How do you eat them? I mean, do you eat them as a snack? Do you eat them like the prawns, as a bit of an entree with some decent sauce and some nice
yeah,
herbs?
There's lots of ways. I mean, lucky for us, we're quite privileged in the sense we have access to all of our insects. So a great way that we have them is with the cricket flour and smoothies. in tacos, like a sprinkling of crickets in a taco and a salad, that sort of thing, maybe omelets. And it's just all about adding some extra protein where there may not usually be some. But then there's the idea of tomorrow foods, which is developing consumer-ready foods that are made with the sustainable protein source, like our protein pasta made with the cricket flour.
So this was part B of the business plan. Part A was to go out, get the attention, get it out there, get people talking, get people educated with the more novelty stuff.
Yep.
And then was it going to be the bigger part of the business, or the more staple part of the business would be the likes of the flours and the pastas?
Yeah, so that's the sort of growth and mass market stage. It's been huge. It's been a massive process to get here, and especially with our background not necessarily being in food, our whole journey in business has been a trial and error and learning based thing. The food industry is absolutely, it's very powerful. There's massive big players, so it's really hard for a small business like us to try and to compete with them, especially with such a novel food product.
So what are the nutrition values of the products that again, you argue? This is primarily about looking for alternative protein sources, alternative in this country anyway.
Yep. Yeah, so I mean, with our pasta, that's the first product to market. It's 25 grams of protein per serve, so that's over 40% of your required daily protein intake. And then the second product is obviously the cricket flour. So we want to expand that range to have a food in every sort of category. That's where it's the challenge for us, because growing like that is very challenging, and it's a big money sort of based project and investment based.
Where do you source your ingredients for the flours?
Yeah, so all of our insects are farmed in Thailand. Like I said, the edible insect capital of the world. And so everything's farmed there specifically for human consumption under very strict circumstances. They're cleaned and processed over there, and then we receive them in bulk insect form or powdered form. And then we have a commercial kitchen here where for eat crawlers, for example, we will have the kitchen team do the flavouring, chocolate coating and all that sort of stuff in Auckland. And then for tomorrow foods, the pasta is co-packed by another company.
Why did you do it? You've got another business, we should say. You are involved in making furniture, aren't you, you guys?
Yes. So we've got many things on our plate. I guess we're very entrepreneurial focused. Why for Eat Crawlers and the edible insects? We have no idea. It's where we sort of just fell into. And I guess that's where our entrepreneur gene sort of kicked in. We said, oh, right, so we can make some money from this. We can be successful. We can try something new and really challenge ourselves. And I think that's been part of the reason why we've stayed doing it. Like, it would be, as much as we love doing what we do, it's a challenge, and we could do anything in another job and not have the challenge, but this is challenging and we love it for that. And the same with Made of Tomorrow, our homeware furniture design company. We sort of felt we weren't utilizing our creative backgrounds, because we both have backgrounds in design and that sort of creative area. And so we launched Made of Tomorrow a number of years ago because we wanted to design stuff that we liked, and we absolutely love doing that.
What would you see if people do become more comfortable with using the insect products, either in a direct sort of new form of cuisine or using them increasingly in their baking products or their cooking products? What would you see as being the possibility for any kind of local supply? I mean, do we have insects? There's obviously an issue with biosecurity and that you can't start importing live insects from around the world, I imagine. But is there a local sort of potential for any of our, or again, are you going to come up against about eating native animals or not, insects or not?
I mean, native insects are they're protected, so
yeah.
There's absolutely no way we go about eating those. The insects that we, for example, the crickets that we have, they're a common insect in Thailand. It's called a Cheetah domestica, and we don't actually have that species in New Zealand. I guess you could eat New Zealand's black cricket, and there are whispers about a New Zealand company who are based predominantly in food businesses, who are working apparently on a cricket farm of sorts, and I haven't heard a lot about it recently. But so there are whispers about people trying, and I do think that there is a future in it. Obviously, New Zealand has a massive knowledge and experience in the farming industry with our beef and sheep production, and I think like you were speaking of earlier with the reducing our carbon bill, I think this could be a potential if we're looking at farming and reducing our you know, reducing our footprint, this is a way that we could start looking at that as well.
Is it what motivated you, apart from the obvious challenge of pursuing something like this, was that what motivated you? Are you looking always looking over the horizon at where... I guess trends and tastes are going to have to change quite naturally.
Yeah, 100%. It's not something I really realised until a few years ago that, yes, my upbringing was very much sustainable based and focused. You know, this is 10, 15 years ago when I was a younger kid. I grew up in Whangarei, and I remember the first time of us going to the supermarket using reusable bags, and we wouldn't use plastic. And this was 15 years ago, whereas now it's only just, you know, become a thing of actually going to the supermarket and using, you know, reusable bags. So my whole upbringing has been very sustainability focused. So I think that's been part of it. And even with Made of Tomorrow, our design company, we have a very strong focus on only designing and creating products that are made sustainably. We use no plastic throughout all of our businesses. So I think the sustainability aspect is a very big part of why we wanted to do it.
You also get involved in schools. I think, what's the work you've been doing in schools?
So we have an education package that we offer to all of the schools, and that's just at a very discounted price. Obviously, we can't give everything away for free. And so we have a quiz that goes out, and it has a package of all of the different things that they could eat and taste, and a packet of the cricket flour, so that they can get the kids talking. And we've done talks in schools before, and unfortunately, that's not something that we can't do as much because we don't have enough time on our plates. But I would absolutely love to be able to do more of that and get into schools and actually do a presentation for and offer something like that to get schools talking. And since it's in their curriculum, it's a really great time for that to be done.
Thank you, Matt. Jennifer, who is with Dan Craig, the co-founders of Eat Crawlers, and now the business is Tomorrow Foods, featuring ingredients and foods that are made sustainably using alternative ingredients such as insect-based high-protein products.